One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Okay, DJ, hit it.
Hey, my name is Lucas.
And my name is Jacob.
The Bro Show Podcast.
Welcome back.
Oh my gosh, we said it at the same time. You owe me a soda.
But you cut off. You didn't say the whole welcome back, though.
Because I got embarrassed because I don't want people to think we're twins, you know?
We are. We're twins that are 27 years apart.
People, oh my gosh, this podcast is kind of about LA. And remember when we were in LA and didn't that happen a few times?
Oh, there was.
We accidentally wore the same, like, clothing.
I'm thinking. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I feel like we're not self-aware people. Like, when I think of myself, I think, normal guy. When I think of me and you, I think, oh, normal, just brothers, you know, hanging out. But it seems like when people see us together, they have like a weird reaction because we went to that gay YouTube dinner. They thought we were twins and they thought we were purposely trying to look like each other. And it's like, what? You think we're brothers and we're wearing matching outfits? That's not what's happening. And then we also were looking at houses in LA, me, Jacob, and Matthew. And they thought we were like, remember they were like, are you guys like a boy band? Like they thought like, are you guys like trying to be a boy band or something? Am I flexing right now? Like people thought we were a boy band. But they like this. And people always just, and then remember that one time? Also, you, Matthew, were walking down the street in LA and this random guy like kind of bullied us. He said like, wait, do you guys always all dress the same or something? And we're like, what? Like we aren't. I don't know what's going on, but people think that we're purposely trying to...
But the awkward thing is that I feel like it went into our brains because when that thing happened, when we were walking in the street, like when I would get dressed and when we lived at this apartment, I was like, oh, I kind of want to make sure if we do walk out, like go on a walk, I want to make sure we don't think we're like twinning because that's just like awkward.
But, but if you're watching the podcast, we are in a different setup.
Oh, yeah. This is like the upgraded, we got investors $3 million in the can.
In reality, this is just my video setup for my main channel, but now we're doing the podcast here for the time being. We have a whole setup where we can react to videos. If you're listening, you can't see the new setup, but you'll be able to hear like when we react to stuff, you'll be able to hear it. We have a soundboard. Like at just any moment.
Do the moan.
Yeah, at any moment, we can just throw in a sound that fits the vibe.
Oh, yeah, so this would be a good one. So, like, when I was little, I caught my parents having sex.
Yeah, and it just, like, adds to the story, you know?
I know.
Because obviously, when you hear that story, you picture a moan, but, like, now you don't even have to imagine the moan because you'll hear it. This is a squirt sound effect. I love that one.
Yeah, so this, I'm so excited because I feel like there's just so many more opportunities. Like, when we're talking about stuff we can show it.
Yeah, because people have said before, they're like, we love the pod, we love when you talk about stuff, but is there any way you could maybe do some editing so you can see what you're talking about? Because obviously that's annoying.
And
people just, we're looking at a computer, they can't see anything that's on the computer, but now your eyeballs will be blessed. You'll be able to see what we're talking about.
Yeah, and there was a stage like long ago on when we did the video podcast where I would edit in pictures, but...
Wait, that was a thing?
Well, I would edit in like pictures of... We talked about the Jonas, but it was only like 3 photos of podcast. But the thing is that I've already talked about this, but like I just can't edit a podcast because if I hear my voice that much, it's impossible.
YouTube videos,
I can do it because I pause and like, you're gonna edit it. But this is like an hour of footage and I just can't watch myself that much. Do the ASMR.
But yeah, so we can edit on the fly, and it's all going to be good. Also, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, this moan. Isn't it funny that a girl out there, somewhere in the world, hopefully she's still alive, and if she isn't, RIP, yes. But someone hit the studio. They got up, got ready, and said, you know what, I'm going to work today. And I don't know, do you think she knew she was going to do moaning noises at work that day, or was it a, probably. I'm assuming if you're going to do moaning noises, they let you know before you hit the vocal studio.
Yeah, this is what I picture. She was a vocal actress, and for this day, they said you're going to be working for 4 hours, and it's only sexual. Like, not sexual noises. So this is what
I think. Like, you think the whole 4 hours? I think maybe it was just like a broad thing of thing. You're going to do sound effects, and then as you went in, like, they're like, there is a sexual part. You don't have to do it if you don't want, but like, we just want to get some moans and stuff.
What I picture is just sort of like, maybe not 4 hours, but there's like, I feel like there's so many different sounds. Like, it could be like, okay, now, like, not even sex, like, now do a kissing sound effect. I think it was just all about like that stuff.
But that's whoever you are out there, they didn't, on the website we got these sound effects from, they didn't give us credits, but we love the moan.
Another favor is this is going to be getting used a lot.
Oh, that's like when we're talking about something scary.
Yeah, like, I had a dream last night.
Oh, yeah.
And then that will be playing. You'll think of an alien.
And that brings us to the next part of the podcast, which has a sound effect.
Oh!
Bro of the week. Take a look at her. Look at her.
Isn't that a group house song? No. Who is it? It's Alaska Thunderfucking Cloud. What is it? I forgot what it's
also
called.
That sound effect was way too long. I didn't realize it was a full 20-second sound effect.
I know, it's not 5.
But we need to replace that with just like a 4-second cheer, like woo! Like, we don't need to 50. Like, Peyton, the bro of the week, deserves the 15 seconds, but I just don't want to annoy the listeners being like, okay, the sound, we hear the cheering, make it stop.
Yeah, it's too much.
But take a good look at Peyton.
I need to say the song that I'm talking about. I need to.
Look
it's Alaska Thunderfuck. And it's a song where she says, she's just basically bragging the whole time saying, I'm saying,
I invented that.
Lip injections, you're looking at all. Like that type of stuff.
Oh, wasn't it? I invented that was the song.
Yeah, but one of the lines is like, you're looking at all. I love you, Alaska.
But take a good look at Peyton. She is this week's bro of the week. She's the bro of the mother effing week. And she told us that she's a baddie. And she's mostly a baddie, as you can see, because I guess she broke up with her boyfriend and she wanted to get back at him. So she was like, we broke up. We're done. We're no longer together. And as revenge, I'm going to be a baddie. And I think she accomplished it.
Yeah, and she was wearing high heels one day and then she broke her leg. So,
oh, yeah, that's sad. She sent us a photo of herself in a cast.
I know, I mean, God bless. I don't really know why I said God bless. Maybe just bless you.
Yeah, but sometimes you just are a baddie so hard you break a leg. It was worth it. Like, I'm sure she is maybe, I mean, she's recovering.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, just Peyton, you are a baddie, and thanks for supporting the Patreon.
So, yeah, we love you, Peyton. And if you ever want to be Bro of the Week, head on over to lucasandjacob.com and join the top tier of the Patreon to enter the exclusive radio sweepstakes.
Yes, this isn't a Lunchable type thing. It's real.
This is real.
Not claiming that Lunchables is fake.
You could be like Peyton. You could be back there as Bro of the Week.
We actually ran the stats, and good things happen to people that win.
Oh, yeah. All their lives have vastly improved.
I'm playing with tea bags right now.
I'm tea bagging. Oh, yeah. Jacob's a tea drinker. What is the tea? Don't get water all over the setup. Oh. Please don't get hot water all over the new setup.
It's skin detox.
So. There's tea all over the keyboard.
Skin detox. Wait. Sorry about that.
A tea for skin. Okay, that's a scam. I'm sorry.
Oh, I don't think it actually makes your skin, like, glowy, but it could. I mean, I just like it. But and then the other one is peppermint. Oh. It's so funny saying skin detox. Like I don't think it's gonna make my skin crazy, but
I am drinking
it, and it's do you put in the comments? I'm gonna take a sip right now. Put in the comments if you think I look better.
It's so dark. Like that tea is potent.
Oh my gosh, I feel like yoga.
Oh my God, you're gonna get so high, I bet.
Oh, yeah. CBD, everything's in it.
That good old tea high. Son. So, that brings us to the main topic of this podcast. We're finally going to address it. Why we left LA. Yeah, we used to live in Los Angeles, California, Hollywood, Bev Hills, Brentwood, Malibu. We lived in all those places and at the same time.
Yeah, we had multiple condos / houses.
Yeah, and we left LA like a year ago and a bit, and a lot of you guys noticed, and we realized this past week, we, for some reason, have never talked about it, even though people have asked about it. So we're finally going to come clean.
Oh, yeah. Like, I don't know if it's going to be everything you're wanting, the people that were wanting, but...
Yeah, there's, like, 4 people, probably, who are like, what's going on? Why aren't you... Did you leave LA? Where do you live? I'm trying to follow the podcast, but it's hard because I don't know where you are. In this podcast, we're going to reveal our exact address.
Oh, yeah. For sure. It's going to come out sometime during this podcast.
Yeah. Our exact coordinates, our exact location. But it's actually really funny, though, because I feel like we would have talked about it on the podcast, but it was kind of funny not talking about it because some of these people came up with, like, these intricate theories. Like, people thought I still lived in LA, but Jacob moved back to Nebraska, and every single week you would fly to LA to do the podcast, return to Nebraska. You did a round trip. First class ticket weekly just to do the bro show. I love that they had that much. I don't even know what to say. I love how they think they kind of view the bro show as like Ellen. We're like, we have a budget to get round trip flights. Oh, yeah.
And we had like no ads. So like we'd be losing money in that scenario.
Yeah, but I love how they thought we had it in us to do that.
Yeah, so that wasn't happening.
Jacob wasn't traveling to do the pod once a week.
When we went together, we just did the podcast over this audio thingy-majig.
Yeah, so basically, the short story is I moved to LA when I was 16. 18. Right after high school.
You were 19.
No, I moved after when I was 18 after senior year of high school.
Oh, for some reason I thought you were 19.
So I moved out. I was like, F this Nebraska shit. Like, I'm going to Hollywood. So I packed up my little suitcase, went to LA, lived there, loved it, thrived. Moved back to Nebraska, like, around 23. I was 23. I was like, I want to move back to Nebraska. Was there for a year, and then I was like, nah, I'm going back to LA. Fast forward another, like, 2 years, and I was like, oh, maybe I should go back to the Midwest. So here I am. I'm very all over. I feel like I'm one of those people who like is just all over the place, you know? Like I might live in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, it's kind of just a thing where with YouTube, you don't have to live anywhere. So.
Oh, that's what is cool about our jobs is that you can do them from anywhere. So I feel like almost having too much choice, you know?
Yeah, because if you had an office job and it was in Colorado, you can't just like move to Ohio if you want to keep the job.
And also it's sort of a thing where I like LA, but I was just like, I don't want to be here full time. I'd rather live somewhere else and like travel there when I want to, you know?
Oh, yeah.
If I have something to do for work, go out there. If I want to go there for a week, go out there. But like, I don't need to be there full time.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's like a 3-hour flight. It's not like in the olden days when you had to take a wagon.
And also, like I said earlier, I was looking at houses to buy there, but like everything is just obviously so expensive. And like, it just seems like, I don't know. Just felt like, do I want to do this?
Oh, yeah. But then you go on those tours with Starline. The Starline tours in Hollywood.
Oh, the Walk of Fame, like, tourist tours.
And then when you go on those tours, it's like, LA, I'm going to become the next J-Lo. Which I am going to become the next J-Lo.
From the Midwest. The J-Lo of the Midwest.
Yeah. Well... Yeah, I guess, yeah, that is going
to
be.
But what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, it's actually, it shows that it was meant to be we left LA, though, because even if we didn't leave LA last November or whatever it was, November of 2019,
yeah.
We would be here anyway. Because I just know that once, like, Corona started happening early 2020, like, we would have left LA. I just know we would have and came back to the Midwest. Like, it seemed like so many people who lived in New York or LA, like, they went home to their families during that time. So we would have done it anyway.
So it kind of just happened before all that.
Yeah, so it was just meant to be.
Yeah, for me, I lived in LA for like 8 to 6 months, something like that.
Well, first of all, you lived there as a teen when you were like, oh, you still are a teen, but you lived there like at 14 and then you moved again when you were 19.
Oh, yeah, because Lucas moved to LA. So then all the kids that lived with in the family house, like without parents, we moved to LA for like 2 years. Not with Lucas, but like in we were in LA, but not with him. But and then we were there for 2 years. So if anyone ever asked me where I grew up, I always say Nebraska because I mostly just live in Nebraska.
Oh, yeah.
Like I lived in, yeah. But yeah, I lived in LA for 2 years before. But then, like when I was like 18, I lived in LA for like 6 months.
Oh, yeah. So, Hollywood yeah, life.
It wasn't anything like I lived there, but I guess I did live there for those 6 months, so.
Yeah, so let's see what topics we had for this. Okay, why'd we move back? We already talked about that, right?
Yeah, I mean, what's my answer? My answer is...
The people need to know.
I moved back. Well, I was like living with Lucas and I was like, do I want to stay here? And then I just didn't want to. So.
Oh yeah.
I came back.
It is crazy though. Cause it seemed like there's a trend of, not like really a trend, but I think just cause of Corona and just the world in general, it seems like so many people are leaving LA. I feel like every time I go on YouTube, it's like in my recommended, it's like someone else being like, I left LA.
What I just thought of when you were saying that, isn't this kind of have to do with cottage coal? Because I always see these videos in my recommended, not always, but sometimes, of people saying, like, they want to live in the wilderness. It seems like a lot of people don't want to live in, like, big cities anymore. Like, it seems like a trend. Like, not only LA, like, it seems like people
want to... Oh, they want to, like, live in a little cottage by a river.
Yeah, like, I don't know if it just is a... It's, like, it's an idea that sounds so good, but then if it happened, you'd be like, what the F? Where's my Instagram?
Oh, yeah. All right, then we covered so easy to travel back and forth. Oh, another point that the people need to know. I love how we're doing a press conference right now.
I know. Like,
we're finally addressing it.
Yeah, the big answers.
Do we plan on staying in the Midwest forever? I could just never say forever about anything. Like, even if I would have bought a house in LA, like, I wouldn't be able to say, I'm going to live here forever. Like, I don't want to live anywhere forever or have, like, the mindset that I am, you know?
Yeah, I can't even picture being, like, older than I am right now and saying, like, I'm going to be doing this forever.
Oh, yeah. It's so kinda, who knows?
Yeah, I mean, life is crazy. I could be living in Finland next year.
I'm just going to let the universe tell me where to go, you know? Probably, like, let me think. Where would be, like, my dream place of living?
Oh, yeah.
Cincinnati.
That's a good question.
I actually don't know anything about Cincinnati. But dream place, I actually don't know.
I'm trying to think if someone actually said, like, but the thing with what I'm going to say, like, if someone said you a dream place to live, but in this dream scenario, like my, like, family would come along too.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing. Like, we have such a big family. Like, I just love, that's another, oh, why didn't I mention that of why we moved back? Like, I wanted to be close to the family. Because we have such a big family. We're always hanging out, having fun. Like, I just, you know what I mean? There's no family in LA.
Doesn't that sound like,
it sounds like a song.
Yeah, it sounds like a song. It's saying, like, Love ain't a thing in LA. That's an Olivia Bryan song, but yeah. What would be your dream place to live? I'm trying to think of actually if it was like I'm just gonna live anywhere.
Because I am trying to think, like, when I lived in LA, I remember thinking, like, oh, it'd be so cool to have seasons. But then now having seasons, it's like, F for this. Like, I want to be hot all the time. But then when you know what I mean? It's just the grass is always greener.
No, okay. I'm not even trying to be an optimist, but if someone asks me this question, like, I'm down for living like where I'm living right now.
Oh yeah.
Because there's nothing bad.
Oh yeah, I'm not like dying to leave any, yeah.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, what my the typical ass American answer I feel like is Hawaii. Okay, because that was the first thing that popped in my mind because it reminds me of elementary school. People used to always say, I've never been to Hawaii, but it's like so
I've never been either.
But I just feel like that's like the typical, like if you live in America, it's like, wait, Hawaii. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, Hawaii.
Even though it's part of the U.S.
That would be cool to live by the beach somewhere, but not L.A. You know what I mean?
Oh, my thing with living by the beach, I think it would be cool to have a side place in the beach.
Oh, yeah, be like a beach house.
Yeah, have you ever stayed in a beach house for like a
overnight? No, but I've had friends from Nebraska who've like traveled to Florida and stayed in beach houses, so I want to do that once. Once the panty's over?
Yeah, I want to stay in a beach house too because it'd be
sounds
so cool
so
to like
fun.
See the ocean when you go to bed.
Also, Floribama Shore and MTV. Like, that's what I want my life. That's what I want my vacation house to be. And like, when I go there, like, I want to have a vacation house in Florida, or wherever Floribama is. Is there like, is Florida and Alabama, are there borders touching? Is that why it's called Floribama?
I think they film it in Florida, but it's in this like same place, this specific place.
I want to have a beach house there, but the thing is I want to be able to go there anytime and have like built-in friends who live there, like the Floribama Shore people who are down to just go out and get drunk during my whole vacation.
Oh yeah, that's a dream for sure.
Like just hire people to live there, be so rich that like I could hire these people to live there 365 days a year, and they just are there to ready for when I come on vacation.
Yeah, and then I kind of picture it to be like, if I'm having a beach house, it's kind of like redneck, though.
Oh, yeah, and also, like, when I go to the beach house on vacation, it's sort of like Floribama Shore, the reality show, where, like, there is a camera crew recording it. It doesn't get posted anywhere, but, like, I can watch back the videos after the vacation and be like, oh, my God, that was so fun. And like,
you're bored
we have
day,
built-in drama.
Yeah, and then if you're bored one day, you can send it to MTV and say, like,
oh,
do
yeah.
you want to buy it?
But there'd be, like, built-in drama. But, like, I'd always win the fight.
Oh, yeah, so, like, you don't actually get stressed about
why don't,
about it?
Like, really rich billionaires do this stuff? Like, why don't they have
do,
a
right?
fake reality show that they do in Florida?
Well,
they aren't using their money right. Like, of course, donate to charity, all of that stuff, but, like, they're going to have money left over. Like, have a fake reality show in Floribama.
Well, isn't there some rich people that do? Didn't you tell me about that one rich girl that did that?
What? Made a fake reality show?
Who made a show, like, the, what, no one ever saw it, but it
was
a she had
I kind of, that rings a bell. So I think rich people do that. So I...
Oh, I remember hearing, I don't know the full story, but this person in Nickelodeon, the time that you were on Nickelodeon, they were on this one show. They were on, I think, the Kiki Palmer show, but and then they ended up getting one season of a show because their dad paid for it or something.
Oh, her dad was like really big in the hip-hop community. But I don't know if that's the only reason why. I'm not... It's all alleged.
Oh, yeah.
You guys, we all shop online. I'm constantly shopping online every week and every day of my life. And we always see that promo code field taunt us at the checkout.
Yes,
you see the promo code and you're like, where can I get a promo code? All I want is a promo code, but where are they?
Give me the promo code.
But thanks to Honey, this podcast sponsor, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past, honey. Honey is a free browser extension that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart automatically. Honey supports over 30,000 stores online, and it's a bunch of stores ranging from clothing, fashion, food delivery, tech, or even gaming.
Yeah, a few weeks ago I had to get some accessories for my computer, and I ended up getting like $5 off, which over time, that money adds up.
It adds up. They've already saved over $2 billion for their 17 million members, honey. That's a lot of money. $2 billion is in people's pockets because of Honey. Add it to your browser, and then when you're checking out in one of their stores, which they pretty much support every store, you click apply coupons, and it applies the best coupon.
And then you just watch the prices drop. And if you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on free savings. It's literally free. And it sells in a few seconds.
Yeah, and by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting the bro show. So get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/LucasJacob. That's joinhoney.com/LucasJacob. Save that money, honeys.
Damn, I love Honey.
So yeah, we answered that. Now we're going to go through some stereotypes about LA and give our opinion on them. I lived in LA for like eight years. Yeah, 8 years at least.
Oh yeah, I feel like you for sure have more experience to answer these questions. But from just walking around and stuff, I'll try to give my answers.
Yeah, you were there for a good, 6 months.
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah, you can get the perspective of both sides.
Yeah.
So like if any of you guys are out there, like, I'm gonna move to LA and do it, like, you'll hear about our opinions on it, and we'll make the decision for you, and you have to follow what we say.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So first stereotype about LA, everyone is toxic and uses people to get ahead in the industry.
Isn't it so funny, LA? For some reason, like I feel like LA have always been a thing, but I feel like with influencers moving to LA, it's become more of a thing.
Well,
like,
oh, yeah.
When I feel like when someone pictures LA, like you just picture like influencers everywhere, and then you picture like all these people like eating kale and just like taking Instagram photos on every single street.
I do sort of think it's like what you make it, because I do remember living in LA and watching, like you said, other YouTube videos of people being like, why I hate LA, and they're like, everyone here is toxic, everyone cares about money, all anyone cares about is if you have the newest Chanel bag and if you're friends with the right celebrities. And I remember just thinking, like, I lived in LA for 5 years and like I've never had that experience. But I think it's just like who you hang out with.
Oh yeah, with mindfulness, like, so keep in mind that when I was in LA, I only hung out with like a few people. But when I hung out with like it kind of felt like
you did like make some friends.
Kinda, but
Tinder friends? Another podcast.
I mean, yeah, I feel like maybe there is more toxic people there.
But maybe it is just a thing where like there's more people. There's more people who live in LA, so maybe they're. And also, I have a thing. I don't know what I was trying to say. I just had a stroke. But there's this thing with LA where I think most people, it seems like a lot of people there are like, oh, I'm not going to live here forever. I'm just going to live here for a little bit, try to have success, and then move away. So I feel like a lot of people might just have the vibe of like, oh, I'm not trying to like make any like super long-term relationship. I'm just here to like have fun.
I forgot about the whole entire part of the question and stereotype that's about the industry. So this actually does make sense because when you think about all these people trying to become actors, it's not like being a doctor and going to college. Like, I feel like you have to it's not just like planned out for you. You kind of have to like do it yourself. So I guess like people might be toxic because they might only want to be friends with you because like you will.
Oh, if you can get something from them. That's another strategy people say about LA is people always ask, what do you do? Because they like want to know if they can like get something from you.
Oh, yeah, so I've never experienced this, but I can for sure see it.
But I almost feel like everywhere people ask, what do you do? Just as a question being like, what do you do for a living? You know, people are just curious.
Oh, yeah. I've never heard about the question part.
Oh,
about
yeah.
About people asking so then they can use you.
But I mean, I met Matthew in LA dating, but like I have heard a lot of my friends there were like, oh yeah, dating here is like horrible because like no one wants anything serious, and you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, because it kind of does. When I picture like people in LA, I picture people just like by themselves and like trying to become famous, and then they don't really like, they aren't looking for anything like serious. That's what I picture.
Yeah, but then
the
again, there's also like a huge there's so many people in LA who just live there their whole life, or like they're there and not even trying to be part of the industry. So it's just, you know, who you're surrounded with. So that one I feel like is everyone is toxic and uses people to get ahead in the industry. Obviously that one's false because not everyone, you know?
Oh yeah. Like you have to think like this is just one part. Like there's still people like doing, like not everyone's an actor, like there's people like being nurses.
Yeah, couldn't that even just be like in Nebraska? Like isn't there probably toxic people who are like trying to get ahead at the dentist job they're at or something, you know? Like trying to use people and schmooze their way to the top of the chain in the dentist industry.
Or if you're part of like a frat or sorority, like they try to use people so they can get part of the butt or sorority.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, yeah.
Next stereotype. Everyone's trying to look so effing hot at all times. This is definitely a stereotype you hear a lot about LA. They're like, everyone's so hot. Like, you know what I mean? Like, everyone's a model. You'll feel like such shit about yourself.
Yeah.
Because everyone's so hot.
Yeah, like, not to be annoying, but isn't this the same thing?
It depends
what crowd you're in.
I'm trying to picture, like, obviously if you go to like a nightclub in LA, like the hottest nightclub, the most fancy nightclub, like probably there will be a lot of like really good looking people there. But I'm just thinking of like my local CVS in LA. Like I went there and there's just regular ass people. Like not everyone was Gigi Hadid. There was some uglies, there was some hots, there was some every different shape and size, just like anywhere else. But there might be more hot people in LA than in other cities.
Yeah, I believe there's more hot people because plastic surgery and like people being models there.
But then
I also think like, so like if you go to this fancy restaurant at like 9 o'clock at night, I bet like there'll be hot people there. But then I'm thinking about like walking out of the apartment and going on a walk and like, and you see people that are butt ugly.
Oh,
like,
yeah, they're still butt uglies.
I know, like, I mean, like...
Like, we lived there.
There's always, like, ugly people. And, like, not even to say people are ugly, like... Guys, my hands aren't in my pants. I'm just judging my pants. Don't get the wrong
But
idea.
I do feel like LA probably has more hot people than other places because there's, like, models moving there. Yeah. And then also, there's a lot more people who get, like, lip injections, like, butt implants. Like, if you like, surveyed all of America and found out everyone who got a Brazilian butt lift in it, probably most of them happen in LA, or, like, a larger percentage than other towns.
Yeah, and then also, it makes sense because if you're trying to, like, get famous or whatever, like you probably think, oh, I have to be hot to get famous. So
yeah.
You, like, try to fix everything about yourself and become, like,
yeah, it's just like when you walk around LA, like just everyone has like lip filler, face pulled back, butt as big as a beanbag. Like, I mean, everyone Lucas, you see.
You can ask Lucas, like, when I moved the first month, like, you had to sit me down every day and say, don't get the filler on
your
cheeks. And mom had to call me.
I literally had to, like, put Jacob on a leash. I had to put Jacob on a leash because every day he would try to run out of the house to get liposuction. And it's like, please just be yourself.
I know, like, you can ask him.
But, yeah, all in all, I think people were just normal there, you know? But there's then, hot people everywhere.
Yeah,
like, if you live in a small-ass town, I bet you there's really hot people there.
But, yeah, because I'm thinking about going to Taco Bell right now, and I'm not joking. If I was there for 15 minutes, I'm going to see someone that's really
You're going
to
see a baddie.
And then I'm thinking about the Taco Bell we went to in L.A. If I was there for 15 minutes, I'm going to see someone that's hot.
Yeah, I guess I didn't really ever think about that when I lived there because I don't value people's looks. Yeah, I just like to see people's souls. But next stereotype. Famous people are everywhere. I definitely thought this before I moved to LA. Like, I was so excited when I was, like, 15 to go there. Because I was like, oh my God, I'm going to, like, just meet everyone. Like,
oh, yeah. Like, thinking back to when you're a kid and you picture LA, like, watching all these Disney movies. Like, watching, I don't know if any of you guys have watched it, Starstruck with, I forgot what his name is.
Sterling Knight.
Yeah, Sterling Knight. And, like, I remember watching that, and, like, and obviously you just believe it. Like, he was in this arena, and, like, and he was going, paparazzi were everywhere, and, like, he just made LA seem like, yeah, only famous people live in LA. So, like, this probably stopped when I was, like, 13, but I remember, like, thinking, like, yeah, like, probably even, like, 15. Like, when you go to LA, like, everyone's famous. But
oh, yeah. I mean, you definitely, obviously, out of any other city, you see way more famous people.
Yeah, because when I think of famous people, I think, oh, they all live in LA.
I remember I saw, like, when I was driving through LA, I've seen Whoopi Goldberg. Wait, did I see her? But I saw Jason Sudeikis, the guy from, he's, like, a comedian. I remember just seeing him one time on the road, and I was like, oh, my God, Jason Sudeikis, you know?
I don't know who he is, but yeah.
You would know him if you saw him.
Oh, okay.
Wait, I think I'm thinking of a different person.
Jason
Sudeikis? The guy who's in, like, this Forgetting Sarah Marshall. I don't know if that's for Jason Sudeikis.
I've never heard of
him. But that guy from Forgetting Sarah Marshall, I was like, oh my God, like, that's him, you know? So you definitely see people. And, like, one time we saw Lil Nas X.
Oh, yeah, and then we saw Justin Bieber.
Oh, yeah. It was just regular to us.
Oh, yeah, so it's kind of, I guess
just kidding.
If you were there, you would see more famous people.
Yeah, for sure. Like, obviously more than living in, like, Kansas City.
Oh, yeah, and then you go to Alfred's, and, like, if you go there, like, you just see all these influencers.
Oh, yeah, and they're like, do you want to be on my TikTok? And then you jump in, and then you get a million followers.
Oh,
right
yeah,
away.
And you go to SoulCycle, and it's, like, the paparazzi waiting outside, and they, like, push you out of the way if you're not famous.
Oh, yeah, they slap you across the face.
If you're not fucking famous, they kill you. I'm joking.
Next stereotype. It's so effing expensive. This is 100% true. Everything is so expensive.
Oh, yeah, like, I was never even thinking about buying a house because I can't afford one. But, like, just food in general, like, so...
Rent, everything is just expensive.
Yeah, like, just...
Okay. Yeah, and food, like you said.
Yeah, like, something as simple as food, like, grocery stores, I don't really know that much about how much more expensive.
Oh, yeah,
but,
to be honest, I don't know either.
But like, what I'm thinking about, like, if you're eating lunch somewhere, like... So, like, at a normal place, it would probably be, like, $8, but I feel like in LA, like, it honestly could be, like, $20 to
$15. Oh, yeah, like, it just is... It just becomes normal, like, buying, like, a $14 salad.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it could, like, you could buy a smoothie that's, like, $20.
Yeah. But it is, I don't know, but it obviously is so expensive, and then there's just way more food options, which is amazing. Like, there's, like, so many healthy places you can eat that are just walking distance away.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They'll make, like, a salad that actually tastes good but is so healthy, whereas, like, I don't know anywhere in our current town like that, but I'm sure there is when I just haven't found it.
But then when you get down to it, In-N-Out is the same as, like, McDonald's.
Oh,
not
yeah.
Not McDonald's, but yeah, like... Isn't everything so expensive? Rent, like, taxes.
Oh, yeah. Everything. Taxes, I think, yeah, are just, like, insane.
Yeah.
It's just, like, it's so expensive.
Yeah, you just throw it away.
That's why we had to leave, because we went broke. I'm just kidding. But next stereotype. Traffic sucks. That's definitely true. Traffic is insane. But then again, I didn't really ever have to deal with it because I always lived in a central location in LA, like by the Grove, which is, you could easily get to like almost any part of LA because it's in the middle. So I feel like I never really had to deal with that bad of traffic.
Oh yeah, so I didn't ever drive, but when I was like driving with you and stuff, and like if we were driving to like Calabasas or something, and like there was traffic on the freeway, like, but like if it takes like an hour, like you kind of just make the, like you just listen to music.
Yeah, I mean, I think,
so I guess you could just get used to
it. I think I'm lucky though, because I've always worked from home. And even when I did work on a set or whatever, I was literally like 10 minutes away. So oh, I never dealt with, but if you had to drive every day an hour commute both ways, obviously that would suck. But we just, I was lucky enough to never have to do that.
Oh yeah, like I guess if it's just like on the weekend you want to go somewhere, like you're probably fine with it. But if it's your
oh
job,
yeah, but like you said, whenever we were in traffic, like I just have never really minded driving because I'm just like, there's so much music to listen to, you know.
Oh, just turn on Cardi B and shake your ass.
Yeah, that's all you gotta do.
Make a TikTok, get the money,
or listen to the bro show. Next stereotype about LA: everyone's vegan, everyone does yoga, and everyone uses crystals for healing. I did go vegan in LA. I think you have to go at least once.
Isn't that a rule?
Yeah, like I'd lived there for like 4 years and they're like, you haven't gone vegan yet. So then I went through a vegan stage. It only lasted a month. But maybe there are... No, I feel like it's just another one of those things where like, that's just everywhere. Everyone, I feel like with the internet, like...
That's a big,
you know what
thing.
I mean?
With the internet, I obviously stereotypes can be real, but I feel like with the internet, TikTok, Twitter, everyone's so connected. Like,
yeah,
so
we all just do the same things. Everyone tries weird diets. And I feel like everywhere people do this weird crystal shit.
Oh, yeah, but I do think more of this happens in LA because, like, more there's more, like, people eating, like, so healthy. And then the,
oh, yeah.
And then the crystal stuff makes sense because they might be confused because they haven't got any additions or something.
Oh, yeah, that maybe that is a thing because everything's so uncertain in LA if you're working in the industry that maybe psychics and crystal people, yeah, get more business because people are just like, yeah, I haven't booked any auditions, so like, maybe I will just spend $700 on a crystal cleanse.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't I literally talk about that in an earlier podcast, how I did do something stupid like that, like a sound healing thing?
Yeah. But then, like, when I think about it, obviously isn't only LA because, like, people do that shit everywhere.
Yeah, there's probably just more of it there.
Yeah, I do think there's more of it.
Yeah.
I would guess.
It's just the city of yoga, crystals, psychics, and veganism.
I never have been to a yoga class in LA, but I've been to a yoga class in Nebraska. And it was like, okay, so like, I would say I'm moderately flexible, but during, I guess this was years ago, but so it wasn't like a usual like cardio workout. It was like, you would be stretching and it felt like, it just like felt like you were like, you felt so rejuvenated after.
Didn't
I loved it.
Remember when she like rubbed CBD all over her face? Okay, I don't think it was CBD. Remember she like, we all just sniff an oil?
Yeah, something
like
that.
It was so
like
relaxing.
That. The thing that I remember is, I was in this pose, and she said, okay, if you can't fully do it, I'll help you push into it. And she pushed me into this pose. And I remember thinking, like, this fucking hurts, but I just went with it. Because I was like...
Wait, oh, you said this fucking hurts, right?
Yeah.
I think you said this fucking horse, like, to the teacher. I'm like, oh, my God, you just call a woman a horse?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
I didn't say that.
Me accusing you? Okay, next stereotype. Everyone's always at the beach. This isn't even a stereotype, but we just threw it in. Does anyone even think that?
Oh, well, when I did search stereotypes, that was one of them.
Oh, I literally never went to the beach. That's one of my regrets about living. One of my regrets about my time in LA is I never lived by the beach. Because, like I said, I always lived by the Grove. Like, I wish I would have lived by the beach, because that'd be cool.
Oh, yeah, like, when I did go to the beach, it was always fun.
Yeah, but I feel like I never really went. Oh, like, I mean, obviously I went sometimes, but, like, not, like, that much.
Oh, yeah. And it is iconic to me because, like, there isn't a beach in Nebraska. So when you see a beach, it's like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, driving on PCH.
Yeah. Oh, that's something that's so cool. I will always think PCH is so cool.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like it is just so cool, like, driving down there.
Yeah, the I don't even view that as, like, L.A., though. You know what I mean? Because it feels like more like, because I feel like the L.A. I think of when I lived in L.A. like wasn't the beach. I view that as like a separate thing, even though it is still part of L.A.
Oh, yeah. How far was that? Like 30 minutes?
Yeah, with no traffic. It would have been like 30. Next stereotype. It's always smoggy. Is that true?
Remember that one time? I think this was during the fires. And we went outside and it smelled so like smoke in the sky. Was like,
oh,
brown.
Yeah. During the fires, for sure. So that but I think even just on average days, because I had whenever I wear my Apple Watch, it would tell me if the air's unhealthy. And like, there were a lot of days just like randomly where it's like, the air's unhealthy. But like, obviously it's fine. Everyone goes outside.
Oh yeah. That I remember looking at the air quality, and then like, and then it would just be like so bad, and then I would look at like in Nebraska, and it's like so much better.
Oh yeah.
Something that is cool about LA though is that is that you can like travel to like Palm Springs or like Las Vegas or San Diego, but you can do that. There's like always cool places to visit. But
that's what they always say about LA, that like they say in one day you could ski, go to the beach, and there's one other thing, but I can't think of it.
Oh, okay, but yeah, like something about Palm Springs, like I've only been like three times, but it's so cool. I love Palm Springs.
Oh, yeah.
So sunny. It's like a dream.
Just good old desert vibes.
Oh, yeah. And then it just, whenever I go, it feels like I'm in like a gay place, which I like.
All right, isn't Palm Springs like so gay?
That's what, yeah.
I remember one time I googled
gay people live there.
I remember one time I googled why is Palm Springs, and the first suggestion was is so gay. Why is Palm Springs so gay?
Yeah, I think what did they call it in the olden days? This doesn't have to do with gay, but like when you were a movie star in the olden days, you'd say it's the 8 hour, it's the 4 hour. Remember how people used to like travel there for?
Okay, didn't Palm Springs become a really big thing because? Yeah, the actors that were assigned to the studios in, like, the 50s or something, that was the farthest place they could go away from L.A. where they were legally allowed to go, because they had to be somewhere they could still go to L.A. in one day if they had, like, needed to shoot something. Wasn't that it? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Something that is super interesting about L.A. that I want to learn about is, like, I like the history of it. Like,
oh, yeah, that'd
like
be so
Hotel
cool.
Roosevelt, and just, like, I like the clubs and stuff that have been around for a while, and, like, what they turned into and stuff.
Yeah, that would be so cool to be able to visit LA, like somehow time traveled like back to the early Hollywood days and just go around and see what it looked like back then.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be so weird. All right, last but not least, stereotype about LA. Everyone drives a Lambo, has a sugar daddy, and is an influencer. In my experience, this was true. Everyone has a Lambo.
Yeah.
Obviously not, but you do see Lambos a lot.
Oh, yeah, I feel like in L.A. you do see, like, these, like, crazy exotic cars, but you wouldn't normally see them because I guess either people want to brag or they have, like, a bunch of, money. What is that type of money where, like, it's just the award to say I have so much extra money.
Oh, they just have, like, disposable income.
Disposable income. That's what
happens. But that being said, in the Midwest, I have seen a Lambo.
You have?
Yeah, remember?
I haven't, I don't think.
But I think I sent you a photo, didn't I? Maybe
I
saw
a G-Wagon. Which
oh, yeah,
is, like,
so
super expensive.
So don't move to LA just to see fancy cars, because there's fancy cars everywhere. Okay, I just want to move there just because of that. Like, I want to see fancy cars.
Something that does go on, I feel like, when you go to, like, the, like, fancy parts of town, people drive them just to brag. If they have, like...
Oh, yeah, we've talked about it on the podcast before.
Yeah, because, like, if someone owns, like, a Lamborghini or something, like, they just drive
it. They would cruise around, like, the tourist areas to get attention.
Yeah, and it's so funny because it's like, oh, my gosh, smile, dick energy, but pop off. Okay, so the Lambo. Does everyone have a sugar daddy? I've never met someone in real life who has a sugar daddy. Well, I guess someone in high school said they did, but I just don't
know. I think there was someone, like, who I kind of knew when I first moved to LA who I wasn't friends with them, but I, like, just saw them sometimes out, and they said that I think they had a sugar daddy, but.
For real, a guy or a girl?
It was a guy with a gay sugar daddy.
Oh, that's it. That's
I think that was more like everyone said it was like a rumor that he had one, but I never heard from him that he had one.
And
everyone's an influencer. I mean,
nowadays isn't everyone an influencer because everyone posts on Instagram all sexy and stuff.
Yeah, I feel like that's not just a LA thing anymore. Plus, it is like you would think that if you went to LA, you'd see all those people vlogging on the street and stuff, but that's not really a thing.
Oh yeah, like I guess. Yeah, because you never really... Like,
I mean, there are, like, those iconic walls, like the pink wall on Melrose, where, like, whenever you drive past, no matter what time it was of the day, like, there's all these people taking photos next to the pink wall for Instagram.
Yeah, that's so funny. That's
I know, like, that is funny. There's things like that.
But how is the pink wall still going on?
Everyone wants a photo there.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, yeah.
Everyone, so cool. You need... Did you even go to LA if you didn't get a photo at the pink wall?
I do have a photo there.
Yeah, I have a photo there, too. If you scroll through my Insta, you'll see it.
What are some other iconic, like, I'm trying to think of other iconic photo shoots, but, like, in LA, if you're there, you have to go there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, when I look on Instagram, I feel like I could see so many people posing in front of
me. Oh, there was that one that was, like, Life is Beautiful.
Where was that one at?
I never went into that one in real life.
There's another one. Well, I don't know if there's multiple of them or not, but it has wings.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen people post
the classic Insta wings thing where you wait in line for like 10 minutes just to get a photo by the wings.
Oh, wish. Another thing about when I lived in LA, like, there was like this, there was like a museum for the Louis Vuitton store. Remember when we went there?
Yeah.
And the guy who was presenting it made Louis Vuitton seem like so crazy.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He said it like he was the inventor of Louis Vuitton. He said like he was, he just like said
it. Remember it was also like kind of scary because it was like in a dark room in the beginning. He's doing this whole introduction. He's
yeah.
Like, they created the brand.
I know. It was creepy.
But
to me.
That being said, this stereotype might be a little bit true about everyone's an influencer. Not that everyone is an influencer, but they do have a lot more, like, dumb influencer stuff there. Like, for example, the thing that went viral, the fake private jet Instagram setup where you pay $60 to take a photo in a fake private jet. Like, what other city is that a thing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, wasn't there a thing where, remember this, I think it got shut down right after, but they would only let people who are verified go in.
Oh, yeah, they did, like, that weird experiment where, like, yeah, you could only verify people could take a photo in this one place. But I think that was all, yeah, like, a social experiment.
Oh, because, well, I think we can all agree that, like, people care more about status in LA. Like, with followers and stuff. Like,
like, that certain group of people.
Oh, yeah, like, I don't mean everyone, but there is, like, more people that care about that.
But I swear you said that even in just high school, people care about followers. Did you tell me that? Or did Ethan?
Oh, yeah, people still do care about followers. Well, I'm just thinking when I think of these YouTubers, they live in LA, so then I just think, oh, there's more YouTubers in LA, so obviously
people
do that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's definitely way more influencers there than, because a lot of influencers move there, you know?
Yeah, but I think everyone's trying to get the followers.
Oh, yeah, everyone wants the clout, even in Des Moines.
That's the story of why we left LA and why we're never going back and why they threatened us.
Yeah, so that's, we exposed that influencer for the reason why we left LA.
But now we're going to go into another reason why we had to address this was because last week there was 6 arrested after changing the Hollywood sign to Holly Boob.
Yeah, 6 people climbed up the mountain to the Hollywood sign, put a B over the W in Hollywood to have it say Holly Boob.
This just brings me back to like a whole other thing about LA and Hollywood. It's like, because when you were saying climbing to the up of the Hollywood sign, I was thinking about that one song, climbing to the up of the Hollywood sign. Like,
oh, yeah.
I feel like a whole thing about LA is like this whole, because you always hear about it in movies and stuff. So it just like seems so cool.
Oh, yeah. But we just had
iconic.
To.
Iconic.
We had to address that we're not in LA right now. So no one can accuse us of being a part of the Holly Boob saga.
This happens like every few years. Like a few years ago, they did Hollyweed.
I like it. Like, I understand why they have to get arrested, but I do like how they're just like, you know what? Let's do something where everyone in LA wakes up, looks at the Hollywood sign, and sees it says Holly Boob. That's just funny, you know? It gives everyone a little smile.
I know that is, and I guess.
But obviously,
illegal,
they have to get arrested.
But I don't
you know?
Think they should be.
But then again, like, then everyone does it, and then people write, like, really offensive things. But it is funny just being like, I don't think they ever found the people who caught the Hollywood people. The Hollyweed.
For real?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay, what I'm gonna say about this is that for Holly Boob, they didn't do it as could. They just added a boob. But I remember seeing the picture for Hollyweed.
Oh, and they actually
made
it
look real.
Yeah.
Something to talk about, something that's different between LA and, like, Nebraska is that you don't smell weed as much in LA since it's legal there.
Oh, that's for sure a difference. Also, I just Googled, they did find the Hollyweed people. But in LA, I don't know if it was because of where we lived or our apartment building, because I had people who would come into our apartment and be like, oh my God, this reeks of weed in here. We never even smoked weed in there. And I was like, wait, your apartment building doesn't smell like this? And they were like, no. So I don't know if it was just our apartment building was just like Weedville, but like it always like reeked of weed. But you just get used to it, you know?
Oh, yeah. And then. Oh, and then when we walk on that one street, there's those CBD people.
Oh, every single day. Like, we'd walk past them every day, and every day they'd try to stick us to go in.
Yeah, and for some reason, it felt awkward because it's this thing when they always talk to you, it's kind of like we aren't friends. I know it's your job, but, like, it feels, like, awkward at this point.
But also, it's a thing in LA where if you're walking down the street, like, every now and then, like, someone blows a big smoke of weed in your face.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like you could, if contact high is real, like,
I feel like that doesn't work like that.
Yeah, because we never got high.
Unless they put a bubble around you and you hat boxed with them.
But that is a thing in LA. Like, it is. Don't you remember, like, just walking around and, like, every now and then someone's smoking weed in front of you, you just get this cloud of smoke through your face.
Yeah.
But then again, like, that is an LA thing now, but once weed's legal everywhere, that'll just be everywhere. You go to Walmart and just, like, weeds in the air, just weed vibes.
Can you guys put your predictions when weed will be legal all around the U.S.? Like, I want to know because I just know it's going to happen sometime.
For some reason, I thought once Joe Biden was president, it would be illegal. I thought he'd be like, okay, it's legal everywhere. Go out and go to your local weed store. But then that just didn't happen. And I guess he's like kind of against it.
Oh, yeah, because doesn't he want to see more studies?
Yeah, he wants him to study it more. But it's like, my whole thing is like alcohol like has bad effects and maybe weed has bad effects, but it might as well be legal. Like, boo. Even if it has bad effects, so does alcohol.
Yeah, I
mean, that's legal.
I haven't done all the research, but I know that like if you do weed like when you're under 21, like it can cause memory loss, but people drink when they're under
21. Isn't that same with alcohol though?
Yeah, it can like ruin your liver and shit. So I just want to... Yeah.
Legalize it.
But yeah,
us in 2021, like, boo, everyone. People have been saying that since like 2012.
Guys, we're woke.
Yeah, like, you guys, weed needs to be legal.
What else is something really woke? But yeah, well, another thing about LA is Lil Uzi Vert.
Yeah, I'm trying to find a good thing to look at. But he put it. Oh, here's a good one. He, Lil Uzi Vert, okay, he put a diamond in his forehead. And first of all, it just looks so painful. Like, I'm okay with him doing it, obviously.
I have so many questions. Okay, so people said that it's glued to his face. Or is it a piercing? And then he hangs it from his face.
Either way, it sounds painful. Like, for you guys who are listening and you haven't seen this, it's a gigantic diamond. Like, it protrudes from the forehead. And I'm just picturing taken off a hoodie. It rubs against it, pulls the skin, infections, going just to the beach. In the salt water, there's all this bacteria. It goes into your little diamond hole. Like, this isn't okay.
Yeah, like, I'm okay with him getting it, but my main worry is $24 million. There's a bunch desperate people that would be down to steal it from you, even if it took, like, scary-ass shit. So,
if we didn't clarify that, yeah, he said that.
And you, like... Yeah, if it's worth $24 million, you need to, like, somehow be safe at all times. Because someone that you think could be your friend could just steal it because everyone wants $24 million.
Yeah, for some reason, he told everyone it's worth $24 million, which... And also, there's a quote, beauty is pain. So I guess it is painful, but it's beauty.
But also, I heard... So this makes it believable that it's worth $24 million. Because he tweeted that he started paying for this in 2017. He's been paying this jewel or whatever... since 2017.
Oh my god. That's just crazy. Like, looking at this photo, do you see the redness around the diamond? Do you see that? It's already just cutting.
I hope it's not glued.
Also, like you said, the security, it's like, if I see him, I'm not even someone who's normally going to rob someone, but if I see him at the mall and he's alone, I'm going to pull it out. Are you kidding? And that's $24 million. If I saw him at Aeropostale, I would pull it out so fast. Because I'd be like, boo, you can't go around telling me it's $24 million and then not hire security. I'm going to steal that diamond.
He has to be. What I mean by ridiculous is like, it's insane that it's worth $24 million and you're just like flaunting it on your face.
I know. I don't like it.
But this is my prediction. I think he's going to do this for a while, but he's not going to be always wearing it. I think, like, in his music videos, he'll wear it.
But then, like, there's going to be a gigantic effing scar there?
I just picture it to be, like, a statement piece. Like, when he goes on tour, he'll wear it, but, like, most days he's not wearing it.
I feel like he should have glued it. Can't you put, like, wig glue on it? People keep wigs on for weeks. Like, just put a little wig glue under it, and it would stick.
But at the same time, like, I understand him. Because at a certain point, it is, like... Like, I would never do it, but if I was, like, a rapper, I'd be like, I mean, I'm making so much money, so should I just glue it?
And like you said, he's been saving for it for 5 years, so, like, this must be his dream. So, like, I know I'm hating, but this is his life dream. But to me, the main thing for me, I don't care if you put a diamond in your body, but it's just so painful. I'm just thinking of the hoodie. Again, taking off a hoodie, it drags on it.
But people get belly button piercings.
But it's not so thick.
Wait, you have to ask yourself a question. If you won the lottery today... For $1 billion, would you do this? Because
I wouldn't.
I'm joking. I wouldn't, but like...
I'd replace my eyeballs with diamonds, though.
No, honestly, I for sure wouldn't do this. But like, I get like the hustle behind it.
Yeah, like, I respect the hustle.
But it does weird, like, I don't know.
Stop. Like, I just want him to stop. So somebody emailed the podcast, and they wanted me to talk about my iconic number one singing single as Lucas called Never Wanna Be Without You. It's on, I uploaded it to my Lucas channel, deleted it, because I was like, I don't want this on the internet anymore. One, somebody re-uploaded it, and it's currently re-uploaded. It only has 5,000 views, and we're just going to react to me attempting to not only be straight singing about a girl, but also just, like, seriously singing. So that's why it's so cringy.
This is an original song, right?
Yeah, so basically, in this video right here, this was my vocal. I had a vocal coach because I was like, you know, I'm going to be a singer. That's the most cringy part of it. I genuinely, it wasn't like a joke. I was like trying to sound good. So I'm just scared to listen.
Oh, yeah, because you literally took vocal lessons.
Yeah, because I thought it was fun. Like, I thought it was just like fun to do that, go to take vocal lessons. So she was super nice. She wrote this song and she was like, do you want to do a video of like you singing this song? And I was like, sure, why not? So this is her song she wrote, and she was going to give it to me. She's so nice. I loved her.
Oh, yeah, because I actually took piano lessons with her.
She's an icon.
Voice lessons, and yeah, she was so nice.
But this is all just to look at me and just cringe at me. Should we go?
Yeah, I'm so excited to watch it. I've seen it before, like, way back in the day, but...
I'm scared.
Hey, guys, it's Lucas, and this is my friend Celeste. And, well, she wrote a song called Never Wanna Be Without You. And it's a hardcore, like, rap hip-hop song. Just kidding, it's like...
Word.
It's not a hip-hop song, but... anyways, I told her I wanted to make a video on...
Does my voice sound different? People always tell me my voice was different back then.
It sounds more low.
Does it, though?
Like, I don't know if you were purposely trying to do it to sound straight, but, like, it sounds more, like, manly, I'd say.
Oh, my God. Maybe I was, because I was, like... when I was recording a video, I tried to change my voice or something.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know. I was literally, like... 16 in this video.
Yeah, like, that's what's so funny about this is that since it was so long ago, like, it doesn't even seem like it's you anymore. You know what I mean? It's like two different people.
On YouTube of me singing in my real voice, so she showed me the song and we worked on it, and here it is.
Oh, no. Hey.
The guitar.
We've been good friends for a while.
I just look so awkward as the thing. You know what I mean? I feel like I look like so, it's just, I don't know, like the whole vibe just, I don't know if it's because it's me, but it just is like, stop.
I don't get the awkward vibes, but I do get vibes where like, well, like it just like, oh, like one of your first time singing.
And the Air Apostle shirt.
I know, that is so funny. It like something about it it's just so funny watching because it seems like so long ago.
Yeah, also this is from like 2010. I don't know when I originally uploaded this, but it feels like this would be like the 80s or something now for some reason.
Yeah, because even just the smile fact that it's not a full rectangle. Like it doesn't.
Oh, yeah, full screen instead of widescreen.
Wait, should we look at the comments after this?
Oh, yeah, we'll have to after we react.
Constantly resisting your smile. And I don't ever want to move too fast. But I'm not sure how much longer
the chorus is about
I can last. Cause I never wanna be without you.
I mean, the thing is that the song isn't bad.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, so, like, were you, like, thinking, like, oh, like, I'm gonna, like, release this song?
Oh, no, there was, like, no thought of releasing it. It was just, like, oh, it'd be... That was, like, when everyone did covers on YouTube. Like, that was such a huge thing, doing covers. Yeah. So I was just, like, oh, I just want to upload a cover.
Oh, because this is on your Lucas channel, right?
Yeah.
Never want to be without you.
Never want to be without you is the title.
Oh!
Okay, I can't watch this. This actually makes my body hurt.
We should, like, go to the end. Because since it's not me, I honestly don't feel uncomfortable.
Oh, okay.
If it was you.
Oh, got me trying
never want to be without you.
Oh. I don't know, like, a few
more. You need more time to take it. Give me your heart, girl. I won't break it.
Give me your heart, girl.
Trust in me and just let it go. Because if there's one thing that I know,
Closed your eyes. Let's get in mind that, like,
there was, my
like,
eyes are.
Like, you were so into the song, you were like.
My eyes are closed.
Getting back. Getting into the
I never want to be without you.
But Should I do an outro?
Okay. Should I look at the camera when I sing, do you think?
You should sing straight wait, the blue at board? The camera.
All right.
Like, that camera is the little lady that you're singing about.
Oh, no. But, let's see the comments.
Oh my gosh, they're like really good.
Oh yeah, people are actually nice.
Yo, really? Oh my gosh, did that boost it up a scene?
I know, but really let's be honest, the singing, like, it's just average ass singing. Like, it's not like, oh, like, that's Adele.
I've said this previously in the podcast. I can't say anything because, like, I don't really like it. I like, if I was if I was working for Warner Records, I wouldn't know, like, who to pick or who not.
Like, if I went to American Idol and sang like that, like, I don't think I would get in.
Who
and that's
knows?
Not even me fishing for compliments, you know? I know my strengths.
I mean, who knows? The comments were good. I think it's good, but I just couldn't be an American Idol judge.
Well, it's time for me to release that song studio version.
I know.
Keep in the girl, like, give me your heart, girl. I won't break it. Keep the whole thing.
Like, you could be a heartthrob and just like, you don't have to act like you're straight, but when the girls come up to you, like how the fan goes, they're like, yeah, I love you, you know?
Oh my God, are there any, I wish we had the video of you when you were younger singing Baby by Justin Bieber at the talent show.
I know, because we both sing at this talent show, but different EOs, obviously. And like, I sang Baby and I practiced and stuff. And like, I was so excited. And like, I want to find the video because it was like the town talent show. So someone was filming it.
I swear, Mom filmed it even.
Yeah, like, we don't have the one that Mom filmed, though.
Oh, yeah, she also recorded me at that same talent show, but then somehow our computer got broken and they all got deleted.
But I want to, there's for sure a video somewhere in that town. So I want to go to that town and somehow demand it.
Oh, yeah, we have to do
that
someday.
What did you sing? Oh, Toy Story, You Got a Friend in Me?
Yeah, I was like 11 and I sang, yeah, You Got a Friend in Me.
I love that song. That's
and then another year I came back and did an encore performance of Beautiful Soul by Jesse McCartney.
For real?
Yeah.
I don't know who picked Baby. I think it was me. It might have been her, though. I don't know.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah. There's that.
That was interesting to watch. Like, it felt, like, we already said this, but it felt like a long time ago.
I know.
It doesn't seem recent.
Which... A different lifetime.
When did you upload it, do you think, then?
I mean, this one was re-uploaded in 2010.
I feel like 2009.
Yeah, maybe. I honestly don't know. I do not know.
Oh, okay.
But thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of The Bro Show.
Thanks for watching. This was an experience. I hope you love the new setup. If you have any critiques, tell us.
Yeah, hopefully the audio and everything was good. But yeah, thank you guys. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening or watching and everything in between.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.